in 2002. George Bush's nomination today, White House insider Harriet Myers for a Supreme Court vacancy, is triggering outrage from conservatives who question whether she would uphold their political views. Myers, a lawyer but not a judge, whose opinions on key issues are likely to come before the high court, are largely unknown. Conservatives, who form the base for the Bush re-election, are protesting the nomination as a betrayal of his campaign promise to pick conservative judges, pointing to her past campaign donations to Democrats, for instance. But some conservatives express concern that Bush missed an historic opportunity to shift the balance of the court in a clear way to the conservative side by picking someone in the mold of conservative justices Antonin Scalia or Clarence Thomas. William Kristol of the Weekly Standard said it's very hard, quote, to avoid the conclusion that President Bush flinched from a fight on constitutional philosophy. Kristol continued, Myers is undoubtedly a decent and competent person, but, he said, her selection will unavoidably be judged as reflecting, quote, a combination of cronyism and capitulation on the part of the president. Manny Miranda, head of a conservative coalition called the Third Branch Conference, said Myers was the most unqualified choice for the high court since Lyndon Johnson tried to make Abe Fortas Chief Justice in 1968. Dick Cheney says Congressman Charles Rangel of New York is losing it. He's striking back after some months of verbal abuse from the Harlem lawmaker. Rangel had criticized Cheney in recent interviews, saying the vice president, who's had four heart attacks, might be too sick to perform his job. Rangel said, quote, I would like to believe he's sick rather than just mean and evil. In an interview today with Rush Limbaugh, Cheney suggested it was a 75-year-old Rangel who may not be up to the demands of his job. Cheney said, Charlie's losing it, I guess. The rush is on in Southern California. Firefighters trying to beat down hot spots before a return of high winds that could whip up wildfires, a break in the weather, allowing crews to get an 1,100-acre fire under control. This is Air America Radio News.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas."
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Mike Malloy. I'll be back at my regular time soon. In the meantime, you're listening to Paul Reichoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America Radio.
Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Paul Reichoff, and alongside me is Anthony LaPay. We're proud to be filling in for Mike Malloy, who's filling in for Jerry Springer tomorrow. He'll be back on Tuesday night. Anthony and I will be guiding the ship tonight and also on Thursday and Friday night. We want to combine pop culture, and we want to talk about the ongoing global war on terror. Anthony's a gonzo journalist. I'm an Iraq war vet. We're young, we're aggressive, and we want to give the progressive media a much-needed shot in the arm. We're news junkies who are tired of partisan bickering and soft, liberal whining. We want to focus on the ongoing war tonight and also how it's affecting our country back home, from the war in Iraq to civil liberties back home. Blowhard politicians and beltway pinheads are banned. Instead, we're going to get the real deal from those who are on the front lines, whether it's a Marine hunting insurgents in the Anbar province or a peace activist trying to stop military recruiters on campus. Anthony and I are all about pushing the envelope of dissent and expression. Anthony, what do we got on tap tonight?
We got a hot night show tonight, Paul. Paul and I are going to be going head-to-head over a judge's ruling that the Pentagon has to release explosive new pictures and videos from Abu Ghraib. We're going to talk about a new report from Human Rights Watch that details how Iraq detainees were beaten for fun and to relieve stress, quote-unquote, by members of the 82nd Airborne on a forward operating base near Fallujah. And then we're going to talk about the way the war in Iraq has been represented on film and on TV. We have a disturbing exclusive clip for you guys from Occupation Dreamland, which is a hot new documentary chronicling the life and times of a squad from the 82nd Airborne fighting on the front lines near Fallujah. And also in the studio, a very cool young man, Joseph Wood, who's one of the soldiers from the 82nd featured in the film, is here to talk about his experiences in Fallujah and his new life, believe it or not, as a fashion student.
From Fallujah to fashion.
That's right.
That's going to be interesting. Cool. And also, like I said, we're going to be in here on Thursday and Friday night. We're going to have Serge Tankian sitting down with us from System of a Down. System of a Down is an amazing band if you haven't heard them before. They're burning up the charts with their aggressive music, talking a lot about politics. They're one of the few bands out there talking about the war, and Serge is going to sit down and join us. Also, we're going to have Gideon Yago from MTV News. He's been to Iraq, he's been to Afghanistan, and he's going to sit down with us and give us his take, not only on the war, but the combination of war and music and how the media is playing out this war. He's a guy who talks to the younger generation on a regular basis. We want to get his take. And also, we're going to have an author and Iraq vet named Nate Fick. You don't want to miss this. He's the author of a new book called One Bullet Away, The Making of a Marine Corps Officer. He started out at Dartmouth in the Ivy League and ended up in recon in the Marine Corps in Afghanistan and in Iraq. This guy's got some amazing stories, and he's going to sit down with us.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with him politically, but this guy is impressive. I mean, he might be the next John Kerry, a vet coming back, as impressive as Paul Hackett, a friend of yours, Paul.
Who may be running for Senate. We're all sitting on pins and needles hoping that this guy will get a shot to run for Senate and I think really shake some stuff up. I think he was kind of the shot across the bow and has really woken up this country to the fact that you can speak truth to power, be honest about what's going on in Iraq, and you don't have to be afraid.
And call the president an SOB.
And a chicken hawk.
Yeah.
Which he is, which is fine by me. So, you know, we're going to get a little bit into the news of the day. There's a lot of stuff going on. We've got Harriet Myers, who's been nominated to Supreme Court. Tom DeLay has got his second indictment. Count him. Second indictment now. Tom DeLay has taken a hard hit. and we're going to talk about that. But we also want to introduce ourselves. I'm an Iraq vet. I spent about a year on the ground in Iraq, and when I came home, I got ticked off by the fact that nobody in this country really understood what was happening. And I took to the media with a few other Iraq vets, and we started a group called Operation Truth. It's online at operationtruth.org, and we've been criticizing the administration and advocating on behalf of America's newest generation of veterans for over a year now. And Anthony, why don't you tell the folks who you are?
Paul is an angry soldier. I'm an angry journalist. I'm a sort of refugee from the mainstream news. I used to write for the New York Times and other mainstream news outlets. I actually worked at MTV for a little while. Became burnout and decided to team up with some other refugees from the mainstream media and to start this thing called the Guerrilla News Network, sort of a hybrid between a high-end television production company and a news website. We also do music videos. Many of you may know us for the music video we did for Eminem called Mosh that came out right before the election. We also went to Iraq, did a documentary. I was actually in Iraq the same time Paul was there. And I came back and really became interested in soldier stories and veterans issues and started doing a lot of reporting, hooked up with Paul, and really came to the realization that the left needs to understand what's going on with our soldiers and the pressures and problems that they face. I think too much of the time there's a real disconnect between the left and the veterans and soldiers who are fighting our wars overseas. That's my mission. That's why we've teamed up. And tonight I think we've got an amazing show, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, let's get into this time delay stuff. We want to start by making sure that people understand the severity of this. Last week he was indicted for conspiracy to violate campaign finance laws, and today he's indicted by a new grand jury on two charges: conspiring to launder money and money laundering, which can be punished by, get this, life in prison.
Yeah, the last charges were pretty weak. I mean, they were fairly sort of gray area, fine line between how he was moving money from the National Party back to his coffers. These charges look a lot more serious. And, I think basically this administration is going to hang this guy out to dry, try to get as far away from him as they can. But the stink, may go all the way to the top.
Well, they're on the ropes. I mean, they're taking some serious political hits. After Katrina, the bad news coming out of Iraq, the Bill Frist stuff, and now this. I mean, Bush is looking for the back door. He always looks like in a press conference he's not sure he wants to be the president. Well, we're going to find out, because he's really going to take some hard shots in the next couple of weeks.
And it just goes directly into Harriet. Harriet Myers, he picks, he makes a pick of a woman who is obviously has no background really in being a judge, has no record really to speak of in constitutional issues, and already in 24 hours has pissed off all of his right-wing base. I mean, Bill Kristol, neocon, head honcho, wrote an article today saying he was disappointed and demoralized. That sounds like a Democrat.
Yeah, he does. He sounds like a Democrat. And not only that, but she has really strange makeup. She kind of looks like a raccoon. I mean, I don't want to get too much into what the lady looks like, but it just struck me that she has incredibly dark eyeliner. And it's just,
She seems a little strange.
Yeah. And also, this kind of worries me. She's not married, and she doesn't have kids, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think when you're going to nominate a woman for the Supreme Court, it would seem you'd want to connect with most of the women in America. And a 60-year-old woman who's not married and doesn't have kids it strikes me as unusual.
I think that's ridiculous. I think her personal life should have absolutely nothing to do with her qualifications for Supreme Court. I'm more interested.
Really? Hold on. So if she told you she was homosexual, you don't think that would be at all a factor in the discussion?
No. I mean, it's going to be a factor in people like you and I discussing her, but I don't think it's a factor in whether she's fit to sit on the court. Absolutely not.
Well, I think it's worthy of trying to dig into. I think the fact that Roberts got through with us knowing anything outside of his shoe size really bothers me. I mean, the guy sat there and tap danced for a few days, and we never even found out who he was. This guy is going to be on the Supreme Court forever, okay? And I want to know a little bit more about them than how smiley he is and how nice he looks in a suit.
I don't think there was anything else other than his shoe size to that guy, man.
Well, we're gonna find out the hard way. But this is what happens when you lose an election. I mean, that's the bottom line here. And the Democrats are crying over spilled milk to some extent. But this is what Bush gets. I mean, he's the president until the winner goes to spoils. And it really sucks. But a lot of us are going to have to deal with it, because this woman's going through, in my opinion. Unless some kind of blockbuster comes out in the next couple of weeks, I think she's going through.
Yeah, did you see this thing from the Class Action Reporter? This is really interesting. I haven't heard anyone really talking about this, that her firm, this firm that she headed, was forced to pay a $22 million settlement basically admitting that she aided a client in defrauding investors in what it basically was a big Ponzi scheme. It's pretty interesting. And that was only in 2000.
And this is on the blogs now?
Yeah, and this was only in 2001 that this settlement came through. You know, this woman, all I got to say about Harriet Myers is she's once said that George Bush is the most brilliant man she's ever met.
Oh, boy. This is not giving me any kind of confidence. All right, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to earth some more stories about what Bush is trying to do with the Supreme Court, and we're going to talk about torture. It's 15 past the hour. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Paul Rykoff, and alongside me, Anthony LaPay. Stick around.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaPay and Paul Rykoff.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter, the furniture looks fabulous, the colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today. All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
And now, back to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay for Mike Malloy.
The time has come for one man to suffer in order to save hundreds of lives.
One man. What about two? Huh? What about six? How about public executions, huh?
Feel free to leave whenever you like, Agent Hubbard.
Come on, General. You lost men. I've lost men. But you can't do this. What if what they really want? What if they don't even want the shake? Have you considered that? Huh? What if what they really want is for us to herd children in the stadiums like we're doing? And put soldiers on the street and have Americans looking over their shoulders, bend the law, shred the Constitution just a little bit? Because if we torture him, General, we do that and everything that we have bled and fought and died for is over. And they've won. They've already won.
That's Denzel Washington from the movie The Siege, which was a real prescient movie. Came out actually before 9/11 about the use of torture and martial law and the basically mass violation of civil liberties here in the U.S. You know, with all the big news about Katrina, Rita, Supreme Court, Tom DeLay, there's been a whole slew of major developments in the ongoing scandals over U.S. torture of Iraqi detainees that have largely escaped the national conversation. On Friday, Lindy England, the mentally challenged poster child for abuse at Abu Ghraib, was sentenced to 3 years in prison.
Yeah, a real winner.
Well, she'll join her boyfriend, Charles Grainer, another winner who got 10 years. The conviction comes on the heels of a ruling by a federal judge that pictures and videos of detainee abuse at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison must be released by the government, despite their claims that it's going to damage our image and endanger our troops. This is huge. And, Paul, we're going to talk about that later. I know you and I disagree about that, and we're going to get into that in a sec. But first, the media has just begun to pick up on a huge story from Human Rights Watch, a report that had just come out last week. But for the first time, a U.S. soldier is alleging systematic abuse at a forward operating base in Iraq. The allegations were brought by a captain named Ian Fishback, who's a West Point grad.
Yep.
He was at a base called Camp Mercury, which is a small forward operating base near Fallujah in late 03 and 04. The Iraqis called the soldiers from the 82nd and FOB Mercury the murderous maniacs. And according to the Human Rights Watch report, the soldiers there took that as a sort of a badge of honor. It sort of tells you where their heads were at. Fishback tried for 17 months to get his superiors to look into these allegations, but came up with nothing. Finally ended up at Human Rights Watch. I talked to the author of the report, John Sifton, earlier today, and he told me that Fishback had actually came to him and said that we had a question about the Geneva Conventions, and they ended up getting him into the report. Now, what's really disturbing about this report is that the soldiers were basically using what they call PUCs, persons under control. They changed the name of prisoners of war to PUCs. POWs to PUCs.
We don't call them POWs. We call them EPWs. It's a commonly used vernacular in the military.
Right, but these guys...
Enemy prisoners of war rather than prisoners of war.
Right, these guys called them PUCs and basically kept them in a camp and essentially beat them for fun. I mean, it's really disturbing stuff.
I got to talk here for a minute about this captain. And it's hard to tell right now how widespread this is. And hopefully there will be an investigation to get the bottom of it, not only in order to hold these people accountable, but also to show that I don't think I was in Iraq for a year. And I know that almost I saw no abuse while I was there. It may have gone on, but I want this investigated in order to clear my name and to clear the names of the guys I serve with, because I think, you know, I don't know how widespread it was, but there needs to be some level of accountability. And the guys in Washington are having, you know, hearings over whether or not Jose Canseco put a needle in his butt, but we can't have a hearing about Abu Ghraib and really get to the bottom of this. I think it's really important. And this captain showed tremendous courage. He was sitting in John McCain's office a few weeks ago telling his story because he said he went to the highest levels of command and got no response.
Yeah.
That guy's got guts.
Yeah, it took 17 months for this to come out. I want to read a little bit from, you know, one of the, it was actually not only Fishback, but it was two other. It was a sergeant and another man from this unit. In one incident, an off-duty cook broke a detainee's leg with a metal baseball bat. Detainees were also stacked, fully clothed in human pyramids. They're forced to hold 5-gallon water jugs with arms outstretched, do jumping jacks until they passed out. Quote, "We would give them blows to the head, chest, legs, and stomach and pull them down, kick dirt at them," one of the sergeants said. This happened every day. They had two terms, Paul. One was to F a PUC, and mm-hmm. one was to smoke a PUC.
Yeah, and smoke's a term that comes from basic training. I mean, when you're a little private at basic training, the drill sergeants and drill instructors smoke you. It's making you basically do PT or physical training until you puke or until you pass out. That's smoking somebody. But I got to put one thing in there, Anthony. Fishback, one of the things he made an important point of saying was that he got no guidance. His unit got no guidance. These sergeants got no guidance. So it's not just about that small unit from the 82nd. This goes all the way up to Gonzales. It goes all the way up to Rumsfeld. And those boys need to be held accountable. We can't allow another situation where just the lower-level enlisted are getting slammed and the generals walk off into a nice little cable deal at a news network. We need some real accountability right now.
Yeah, I mean, it really does go back all the way to Alberto Gonzalez, who, you know, is White House special counsel, basically wrote the memos, the get-out-of-jail-free memos for the Bush administration, essentially saying them to them, here's how you get out of having the Geneva Conventions apply to you. There was actually one memo written on the U.S. War Crimes Act of 1996, specifically was written for Bush to explain to him how they wouldn't apply to him. He wrote that it's difficult to predict the motives of prosecutors and independent counsels who may in the future decide to pursue unwarranted charges based on Section 2441. Your determination would create a reasonable basis in law that Section 2441 does not apply, which should provide you with a solid defense for any future prosecution.
When we come back, we're gonna really dig into this, and I'm going to show you why Anthony's dead wrong on this issue. Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America, filling in for Mike Malloy. It's 27 after.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Filling in are Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With John Roberts starting as Chief Justice this week, many folks are worried the Supreme Court might restrict reproductive rights. But you may not realize the extent to which lawmakers and bureaucrats across the country have already restricted women's right to choose. This month, Mother Jones Magazine reports that 48 state bills restricting abortion rights were signed into law in 2005. 29 state anti-abortion bills were enacted in 2004. 20 states have considered laws permitting pharmacists to refuse birth control to women. And the FDA has still not approved the morning-after pill for over-the-counter use. So, while we should be concerned about the Supreme Court's choices, we should also remember that the battle for reproductive rights is fought every day in Washington, D.C. and our home states. Read more about it in the current issue of Mother Jones Magazine. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I've never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Oreck vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit oreck.com/relief. Thank you.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Truth, justice, Rykoff and LePay, sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
I'm Anthony LePay here with Paul Rykoff from Operation Truth. You know, one of the worst things to come out of these new allegations of abuse is the Bush administration is trying to block an amendment that John McCain and Senator Warner have brought up. They're both in the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Right.
They're trying to bring an amendment that basically would close the loopholes on torture. And the Bush administration is trying to knock that out of this new defense appropriations bill. Which gets me to these new videos and photos from Abu Ghraib that have never been seen before. The only person I know have seen these was Seymour Hersh. Seymour Hersh has seen them and said...
The writer from The New Yorker.
Yes, thank you. Right. He was blown away. He said that there are videos of young boys being raped. There's pictures, at least, of women being raped and other beatings and murder in Abu Ghraib that have not been released. The pictures that you've seen from Abu Ghraib essentially have been the R-rated versions. The X-rated pictures are coming up, and a federal judge last week ruled that the Pentagon has to release them. I know that you think, Paul, that the American public doesn't have the right to see these.
No, that's not what I think. I think that there's more to it, and what I want to know is if these things are released, what good is it going to do? It is something, and I'm not saying it won't do any good, but I'm saying if this does get released, we better have a plan in place to make sure that what happens on those tapes holds people accountable. Because if it just goes into the newspapers and gets Seymour Hersh on a couple more news programs to promote his magazine, in the end, it hasn't moved the ball forward for this country, and it's endangered a lot of American soldiers who are on the ground. As soon as those pictures hit, I'm telling you right now, it's going to flame up the Middle East, and it's going to put our guys at risk. And I'm just saying that whoever decides to release those pictures had better make sure it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I know, you're absolutely right, and I do admit that it's going to be trouble. I mean, when the last Abu Ghraib pictures were released in the spring of 2004, it really was part and parcel of the massive uprising, not only of the Sunnis in Iraq, but Shiites basically took up arms, and the whole Battle of Fallujah that went down in April of 2004, in a large part, was fueled by the outrage, and I'm sure that the hundreds, if not thousands, of foreign fighters coming to Iraq are fueled by the general outrage in the Muslim world over the Abu Ghraib photos. That said, this is what's going on. This is what's being done in our name, and the American public have the right to see it.
They do have a right to see it, but at the same time, it has to be balanced with the national security interests of releasing those photos. And if your son or daughter was sitting in Iraq right now running through a patrol in Ramadi, you'd really be worried about the release of these pictures, and rightfully so. Because I'm telling you, I've been in Iraq, and I know how powerful the images are. It was very important after we caught Saddam to have pictures of Saddam's capture to show the local people. The dissemination of information, especially after the fall, was not good. Not everyone had TVs, not everyone had radios, and rumor was very, very powerful, and images were very, very powerful. If these images come out, and there's no accountability associated with them, all you're doing is putting our guys at risk.
Right, but that's why, in some ways, that's why they should come out, because this administration has not been held accountable. You have Lindy England, who is a mentally challenged, 20-something-year-old. She knows she's got 3 years. Eight other people in Abu Ghraib, low-level people, got, you know, prison sentences. You know, Grainer, yeah, he got 10 years. But for the most part, no one in any high-level ranking position has been held accountable for widespread torture. I mean, you know, and it's not just going on in Iraq.
Hold on a minute. We don't know how widespread it is. That's part of the problem, is that there are allegations and there are insinuations, and there hasn't been a real open investigation to find out how pervasive this was beyond Abu Ghraib.
Yeah, you know, I was just talking with John Shifton, the guy who wrote the report that Ian Fishback and two other officers testified to. He said that there are many more allegations that are probably going to be coming out. It's just a matter of the people making, you know, the claims and would be willing to go on the record. I have a documentary that's streaming on our website on GNN.TV called Taliban Country that documents villagers in Afghanistan, the same kind of abuse, same kind of twisted sexual abuse, pictures being taken, humiliation, beatings, same kind of stuff that we saw in Abu Ghraib going on in Afghanistan. That said, Shifton, who's really an expert on this stuff, said that in Afghanistan, since the allegations have come out about Bagram Air Base and people, you know, and there were murders, and people have been held accountable for a couple of deaths there, the abuse has really gone down to possibly even nil in a lot of places in Afghanistan. But as things heat up in Iraq, We don't know. You're right. We don't know how bad it is.
And there's a problem with accountability throughout this administration. We all know that. And I think one problem that I see is that there haven't been any whistleblowers in the Department of Defense, in the Pentagon, with regard to contractors. We haven't even gotten into that. There are about 40,000 contractors in Iraq right now doing their dodgy dealings and making tons of money. There really haven't been any whistleblowers. Anybody who stepped forward and challenged the administration or offered an alternate viewpoint has been smushed.
But how can you call for people to be whistleblowers, Paul, and then say, no, American public, you can't see the pictures? You know what? We want to hear what you guys out there in America think about this. Should the Abu Ghraib photos be shown to the public, or photos and videos, I should add? Now, give us a call at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. Let us know what you have to say. I am firmly in the belief, you know, just like the Pentagon Papers before them in the early 70s, that the American public has a right to know what our government is doing in our name.
I agree. They do have a right to know. But again, that has to be balanced with the national security interests, and it has to be balanced with the survivability and the best interests of our people. I tell you right now, man, if you had a brother or sister over there right now, you'd have a different perspective. And I think that it's easy for us to sit over here and say what we should and shouldn't do and not think about the immediate and deadly effects this is going to have on hundreds of thousands of people deployed overseas immediately.
But don't you think maybe if we cannot face the reality of what we're doing over there, then maybe we should go home?
Well, that's a whole other discussion. I mean, facing the reality facing the reality is an important point, and we haven't even gotten near that. But I think to say that, you know, because there was Abu Ghraib is a reason why we need to go home is a real reach. I mean, there's a lot of reasons you can argue we're going to go home. But I think, you know, the peace movement loves to say, look at Abu Ghraib, that's why we need to come home. Well, Abu Ghraib's a screw-up, and people need to be railed for it. People need to be prosecuted for it. But that doesn't mean that the whole thing is a wash.
Well, but that's the problem, Paul. Abu Ghraib was a screw-up, but look what happened in forward operating base Mercury. I mean, this is not Abu Ghraib. This was going on simultaneous to Abu Ghraib and after the allegations that Abu Ghraib came out. The beatings still went on, and people weren't held accountable. When I was in Iraq, we rolled around with a lieutenant colonel named Nate Sassaman, and two of his men threw two Iraqi teenagers off a bridge, one of whom drowned, and while these two guys laughed while one of the kids drowned, and the one guy got 6 months in jail. That's it. Sassaman, who was implicated in trying to cover up the incident, got off with like a desk job or something. He's back in America, and I think he still has his job, let alone jail time. I mean, no one's being held accountable, and maybe we need something like this to shock the American public.
What really pisses me off is that I see tons of progressive organizations that are advocating for the release of photos. Everybody's going to say release the photos. I don't see too many of them advocating for follow-up when those photos are released. I would love to see Human Rights Watch step out in front and say, you know what, and when those photos are released, here's what we should do in order to ensure that someone's held accountable. Otherwise, you know, again, it's going to sell a ton of papers for some people. You know, a couple lower enlisted guys are going to get nailed. But unless there are congressional investigations that have the courage to take this thing all the way to the top, you're just putting my buddies who are over there right now in more harm's way.
But all right, but that's not true. In Human Rights Watch defense, what they told me today is that the thing that we can do is to put pressure, call McCain's office, call Warner's, call Lindsey Graham's office, and help them and pressure them to try to get this amendment, for instance, passed that will close these loopholes that allow torture to go on, and also to put pressure on the administration to stop writing memos that basically allow this huge wiggle room the size of a truck to drive.
Well, there's another problem here. I mean, soldiers were not trained to be policemen. That is an important point we need to make here. I mean, you're asking these guys to accomplish a mission that's far beyond what they were ever trained to do. That's why you get Abu Ghraib. That's why you get problems like this one with the 82nd. We want people on the phones to call in. We got the number here, 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. What do you think? Do you think we should let these photos fly and to hell with the repercussions on our guys in Iraq? Or is it important enough to let them go? We want to know what people out there think, especially, I think, if you've got someone in the military whose life is at stake. Because this isn't just social studies class. This is people's lives. And I think it's, again, this is a very detached American population. Most of them don't have much skin in the game here. They're not really worried about what happens to themselves personally. So I think it's very important to think about those folks and also get their thoughts.
I don't take it lightly either, Paul, and I completely respect what you're saying, but the truth has to come out. And the truth in this case are videos and pictures that show the depravity of the way that we've treated the Iraqi people. And that's just the reality.
The way that some elements have treated the Iraqi people. I think there's a problem. No, seriously, there's a problem with that. When you generalize, when you generalize and say we, and you assume that it's widespread. Right now, we don't know that it's widespread. You know, innocent until proven guilty. Right now, we've got Abu Ghraib and another incident at the 82nd. I was in Iraq for a year. Hold on. I was in Iraq for over a year, and I lived in four different operating bases. I never saw abuses even remotely like that. My guys wouldn't be anywhere near that type of stuff. They took tremendous pride in what they did, and they respected the Iraqi people. So I don't know how widespread it is, and honestly, neither do you, and neither does Seymour Hersh. That's why we need to get to the bottom of it and find the truth.
Well, there's over 400 investigations that have been brought up about soldiers, both in Afghanistan and Iraq and Guantanamo. But, you know, and if Human Rights Watch is to be believed, and Human Rights Watch, in their defense, they just came out with a report today about human rights abuses by insurgents. And the specific targeting of Iraqi insurgents.
And that's important.
You know, Human Rights Watch is a very respected organization that is completely nonpartisan. It has a huge, if you go to their website, they have a huge section on Saddam Hussein's human rights abuses and other countries' human rights abuses that are both, you know, enemies and friends of the United States. So this is not a, you know, get America.
No, and I know the Human Rights Watch really has the best interest in mind, but do they have the power? Do they have the resources to make sure that something is done about it?
No.
What bothers me. That's the bottom line, because if you throw it up there and you make a big stink and nothing happens,
Who has the power?
What's the result? Is it a net gain or a net loss? Are we better off if this happens or not? I don't think we necessarily are.
Do you know who has the power? You guys out there listening have the power. You can write emails. You can call John McCain's office. You can call John Warner's office. You can call Lindsey Graham's office. You can demand that these Republicans hold this administration accountable. Mm-hmm. That's where the power lies.
And it's interesting
lies.
Because McCain himself was a POW. So he understands the importance of proper treatment of prisoners, and I do as well. Any American soldier, anybody who's ever served, understands that we need to treat them well in case our guys are ever captured. You want our guys to be treated fairly, and in the world to know that America treats POWs, EPWs, whatever you want to call them, treats them fairly and with respect and in accordance with the Geneva Convention. But it's not going to happen automatically. You got to give those soldiers guidance, and they're not getting it.
Well, they're, if you read Fishback's testimony, for instance, there isn't guidance because they're allowed, essentially given the green light, to go in and open up a can of whoop-ass on these guys to let off steam. I mean, when you say there's no guidance, if you're just allowed, I mean, they're in his report, they're talking about the cooks were allowed to just walk in.
If they had
a bad batch of potatoes, they could go in and open up with a Louisville slugger and break guys' legs.
Hey, man, that's totally unacceptable. The command climate that has been created on the ground in Iraq has not resulted in accountability. We need it at the highest level. We need our president to finally step up and show some cojones here and really show that he's going to hold people accountable.
Give us a call, you guys, 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. What do you think? Should the videos be released? We want to hear what you guys think.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaFay.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We have to act to stop this now. If we don't, we will be forced to accept it. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. www.worldcan'twait.org.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family?
In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Malloy here. You're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPe on The Mike Malloy Show.
This is Anthony LaPe alongside Paul Rykoff of Operation Truth. We are talking about the Abu Ghraib photos. A federal judge ruled last week that the Pentagon must release horrific video and pictures from Abu Ghraib. We're going to hear what you think. Let's go to Terry in Florida. Terry, you there?
How are you?
Good, Terry.
I think that the videos need to be released and the pictures, because if you have rape going on, that is a crime. I don't care what country you're in. And those people need to be behind bars, not in our military.
I agree with that, ma'am, but do you release them publicly? Can you release them to internally into the JAG, the Judge Advocate Corps, or can you release it to the Senate Armed Services Committee? Do they need to be publicly broadcast on CNN in order to hold that person accountable?
Well, I think we've seen that there is no accountability in this administration at all for the last 5 years unless things get out there in the public.
That's what I'm saying, Terry. You're absolutely
right.
Yeah,
you know who's going to be held accountable? You're going to get
the soldiers that did it.
That's true. That one or two soldiers will be held accountable, but thousands of soldiers will pay the price. Thousands of soldiers will be blown up, will be mortared, will be attacked, and the number of insurgents will dramatically increase the day it happens.
All right, let's go to Dan.
I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with that, man. I'm not. I'm sorry. Well, yeah. Maybe I sound a little right wing here, but I'm not okay with it. I'm really not okay with, because, you know, I have a personal connection and I know guys over there, and I can't say, you know what, the only way to hold these guys accountable is to publish these pictures. It's not rotten.com. We're not all just going to run around and get cool pictures and get our jollies out of it. I mean, there's going to be an immediate devastating consequence that happens that day.
When a crime has been committed, the people have a right to know. They have a right to see what that crime was.
And in a time of war, sometimes you need to make
to cover up
additional,
the truth.
No. You need to protect your forces. You need to protect the best interests of our overseas operation and our military. Maybe it's not in our best interest overall to release those photos. Do you think about that at all?
I understand.
To hell with it, right? Is that what you think? To hell with it?
We have a guy in Hoboken, New Jersey, who agrees with you, Paul. We got Dan, who's an Army captain. Dan, you there?
Yes. How you doing?
What's up, Dan? Go for it.
All right. Well, I'm an Army captain who served in the 18th Airborne Corps under the 82nd for 7 months in the Fallujah, as well as Ramadi. Paul, Operation Truth is great work. I'm good friends with John Rose, who recently joined your team.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks, man.
Yes, and what I'd like to say is that I still have soldiers and many friends who are over there. And what you're saying about the accuracy is, the media is such a strong tool. The American media is worldwide spread. And as soon as pictures or videos come out, it's going to blacken all soldiers. That is the attitude. The 82nd Airborne is the United States, one of the premier efforts of the United States. And the training we have had has been, you know, to handle these police situations. It's not as thorough as it could be, no, but those training tools are in place.
And let me ask you this, man. When you were there, did you see any abuse like that? You were in the 82nd Airborne. Did you see anything like that's described by Human Rights Watch?
Absolutely not. I was a commander, and none of my guys had any intentions to do that. We were out on Al-Qaim on the border, where there was a lot of black market operations.
Yep.
None of those things were happening there. And there, you know, there were terrorist organizations, but it was all done professionally. I mean, there were, you know, secret operations going on that we can't even talk about. All being done professionally. Within the Sunni Triangle, we were attacked on a daily basis, but people reacted. They acted professionally, and different, you know, when prisoners of war were taken, they were treated by medics. People who were being shot at, you know, in one situation, then they turned around and gave aid to the people of Iraq. And the people of Iraq, they really want us there. They believe we can help.
Well,
you know,
I think
help.
That's, Dan, that's a great call, man. I'm glad you joined us. We got to take a break, but still ahead, we got a clip from the new documentary that you got to hear. If you ever wonder why anyone would reenlist, stick around for this. We're going to talk to a guy who's been there.
Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaFay.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, everything's brighter. The room feels more elegant.
That's Philips Halogena at work. Halogena's bright white light lets you focus light for dramatic effects. And because it's dimmable, it's perfect for decorative light fixtures. See what's possible in your home with Philips Halogena. Philips, sense and simplicity. Look for all the Philips Halogena products at the Home Depot.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, Ester C. the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, Ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. It's indictment number 2 for Tom DeLay. A Texas grand jury has indicted the Texas congressman on a new charge of money laundering. This DeLay indictment comes less than a week after a different grand jury indicted him on a conspiracy charge that forced Tom DeLay to step down as House Majority Leader. Both indictments accuse Tom DeLay and two political associates of conspiring to get around a state ban on corporate campaign contributions in Texas. They're alleged to have done this by sending the money from a political action committee to the Republican National Committee in Washington and the RNC. According to the indictment, then sent banks similar amounts of money to distribute to Texas candidates in 2002. George Bush's nomination today, White House insider Harriet Myers for a Supreme Court vacancy, is triggering outrage from conservatives who question whether she would uphold their political views. Myers, a lawyer but not a judge, whose opinions on key issues are likely to come before the high court, are largely unknown. Conservatives, who form the base for the Bush re-election, are protesting the nomination as a betrayal of his campaign promise to pick conservative judges, pointing to her past campaign donations to Democrats, for instance. But some conservatives express concern that Bush missed an historic opportunity to shift the balance of the court in a clear way to the conservative side by picking someone in the mold of conservative justices Antonin Scalia or Clarence Thomas. William Kristol of the Weekly Standard said it's very hard, quote, to avoid the conclusion that President Bush flinched from a fight on constitutional philosophy. Kristol continued, Myers is undoubtedly a decent and competent person, but, he said, her selection will unavoidably be judged as reflecting, quote, a combination of cronyism and capitulation on the part of the president. Manny Miranda, head of a conservative coalition called the Third Branch Conference, said Myers was the most unqualified choice for the high court since Lyndon Johnson tried to make Abe Fortas Chief Justice in 1968. Dick Cheney says Congressman Charles Rangel of New York is losing it. He's striking back after some months of verbal abuse from the Harlem lawmaker. Rangel had criticized Cheney in recent interviews, saying the vice president who's had 4 heart attacks might be too sick to perform his job. Rangel said, quote, I would like to believe he's sick rather than just mean and evil. In an interview today with Rush Limbaugh, Cheney suggested it was a 75-year-old Rangel who may not be up to the demands of his job. Cheney said, Charlie's losing it, I guess. The rush is on in Southern California, firefighters trying to beat down hot spots before a return of high winds that could whip up wildfires, a break in the weather, allowing crews to get an 1,100-acre fire under control. This is Air America Radio News.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. and it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Mike Malloy. I'll be back at my regular time soon. In the meantime, you're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America Radio.
That's right. Paul Rykoff, Anthony LaPay, back on Air America, 6 after the hour. We're filling in for the great Mike Malloy tonight. He's going to be filling in for Jerry Springer tomorrow. And then we'll be back on the airwaves on Thursday and Friday night. We're going to have guests including Serge Tankian from System of a Down. We're going to have Iraq vet, former special ops operator Nate Fick. And we're going to have Gideon Yeago from MTV. But tonight we were talking a lot about the war. And we're talking about the coverage of the war specifically. We talked about the release of Abu Ghraib's photos. And something Anthony and I talk a lot about. We were having beers over the weekend. And we were talking about the media coverage of the war. And you know, tell folks about your background. I mean, you've been part of the media covering the war, so you can kind of break it down from the inside and explain to, I think, you know, the average listener what they're missing.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons I got involved with the Guerrilla News Network was to try to find an alternative way to really show much starker reality about what's going on around the world, but specifically in Iraq. We did a film called Battleground, 21 Days on the Empire's Edge, that aired on Showtime earlier this summer. It's coming out on DVD in November. But it's very difficult. Not too many people saw it. You know, a lot of people, I think, don't want to see documentaries and really see what's really going on, the struggles that people face. After the break, we're going to play a clip from Occupation Dreamland, which is a new, very hard-hitting documentary that's being released in major cities around the country. But it's I know the guys who produced it, and it's very difficult to get these things released because I think people want to see the Hollywood version of war.
Yeah, well, I talked to the same guys, and they mentioned the fact that it was tough to get their film in theaters because Gunner Palace, a documentary that had been released last year, didn't do as well in theaters. So it kind of set a tough mark for them to overcome. And what theatergoers were kind of telling them is, hey, this is depressing stuff. The realities of war might make interesting filmmaking, but they're not selling tickets. And the bottom line is really what drives this type of stuff. So, you know, folks are saying, hey, show us the truth, show us what's really going on. And when there are opportunities out there to see it, they're not always stepping up and putting their money down. And I think that's important for folks listening and activists, all you folks who are hungry for that information. You got to support the people who are putting it together.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's actually really interesting is this fall there's actually going to be a slew of media projects coming out related to the Iraq war. We already have FX is over there, which is a series which has been getting sort of middling ratings. I think it's pretty hard-hitting. Not my favorite show on FX.
Well, it's definitely glorified. I mean, I was flipping through the channels the other day, and it had a naked, beautiful lesbian scene in the shower. And I was thinking, this was not the Iraq I saw. I mean, it was definitely different. Everybody's beautiful. It kind of seems like Hill Street Blues, except put in Iraq. I mean, it's really just so melodramatic. And one of my friends told me they saw more action in the first 5 minutes over there than they saw in a year in Iraq.
Right.
I mean, you know, the reality is that war is sometimes really friggin' boring.
Yeah, it's a lot of sitting around, exactly, and sweating. Also coming out this fall, which I'm looking forward to, is Jarhead, based on the chronicle of his time in the first Gulf War by Anthony Swofford. Swofford writes a really interesting thing in that book, which is one of the best books I've read on war. He said, there's no such thing as an anti-war movie. You know, there's all these movies like Platoon and Casualties of War. You think back, specifically their message, if you just take it, you know, fragging their lieutenant, of rape, of a, you know, Vietnamese like villager, you know, they're ostensibly you'd think those were anti-war movies, but all war movies, by the very nature of the spectacle that they create, are pro-war movies in a sense. And it's like he talks about his guys sitting around getting fired up and watching them.
Well, they do glorify it. I mean, everybody who's joined the military in the last, you know, 15 years has probably seen Full Metal Jacket and Platoon. And I mean, I was remembering back to when I was a kid thinking about movies like Red Dawn, when Patrick Swayze and the guys were in the hills fighting the hordes of the Soviets who had dropped into America and invaded. And that made me want to pick up arms. It made me, when I was a kid, want to join the Army. I wanted to fight back and do the right thing for America and beat the Soviets and, you know, be a badass.
I know.
That's what I wanted to do. And a lot of that was shaped by watching these films.
It's amazing. Red Dawn was one of my favorite movies as a kid, even though I grew up in a total lefty household who thought, you know, Fidel Castro was like the greatest thing. You know, look at FX, you know, 24. I ended up rooting for the Secretary of Defense.
Go figure.
Watching that, you know, I mean, it's absurd how, you know, your mind can be shaped by Hollywood, and your ideas about right and wrong can be shaped by characters that you get, you know, attached to.
So from the inside, I mean, you've been on news desks and you've been a writer. I mean, I saw it from a soldier's perspective, and I felt like my world that was Iraq wasn't being represented. But what stops those reporters and producers from showing the truth? Is it self-censorship? Is it the government? What is it?
There's no doubt there's self-censorship. CBS News just actually wrote a sort of mea culpa about their own coverage, and they specifically said that they specifically did not show pictures of dead bodies that came back over the transom. They wouldn't even upload them from Iraq to New York because they knew they weren't going to get aired. I've worked inside major newsrooms, and I've, I know many people who do, and the bottom line is, it's not an ideological censorship. It's really a commercial censorship. It's they know that people don't want to see dead bodies. They don't want to see wailing mothers when they're, you know, house
so
just
so it's
blown
a bummer,
up.
And
it's
it stops
bummer.
People from picking up the paper, so they don't run it.
Or they,
and they roll
change.
another Martha Stewart story, or they talk about what color pajamas Michael Jackson's wearing,
or
instead of how many Marines died in Ramadi.
Or they turn it to American Idol and see some kid's, you know, dream come true, you know, singing Suwannee River, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what's finally starting to happen is the truth is bubbling out. I mean, over the internet and the blogs, especially blogs out of Iraq by soldiers and by Iraqi civilians, have really revolutionized the way the war is communicated. And I think, you know, the fact that they're finally having an effect is proved by the fact that the military is slamming them now. I saw an email today. There's a great one called Black5.net. That's a former special forces operator who was talking about a great blog that got shut down. The guy shut it down himself. He said, you know what? I don't want to walk the line. I've been telling some stories and recording some incidents that are kind of close, and I'm going to shut myself down so I don't violate the UCMJ, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, or get my guys jammed up. But the new ones pop up every day, and those blogs, some of them are really captivating.
Well, coming up next, Simic, we're going to talk about Occupation Dreamland. And in the studio, we have Joseph Woods, who is an incredible kid who fought in Fallujah, was on the front lines. This film really gets into their gritty experience of what it's like, not only the boredom, the confusion, and the death and the gritty reality of it. He's in the studio. He actually went on to have to study fashion of all things, and he's going to talk about that. He was also in the 82nd Airborne. And we're also going to talk to him about those allegations of abuse coming up after the break.
The world is spinning too fast. I'm finally back in shoes to keep myself tethered to the days I tried to lose.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaFay.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to Rove and says, "Turd Blossom, you got me into this, now get me out," you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality. The Nation magazine. Right now you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. In an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, the nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit readthenation.com.
All your critical information is on your Office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your Office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is Internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of 3 beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
And now, back to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay for Mike Malloy.
Air America Radio, it's 18 past the hour. I'm Paul Rykoff. Alongside me is my fearless co-host, Anthony LaPay. So before the break, we were talking a bit about upcoming projects having to do with the war in Iraq. There are films coming out. There are TV series coming out. And a great film that's right now showing around the country is a documentary called Occupation Dreamland. You can check them out online at OccupationDreamland.com. It's directed by Garrett Scott and Ian Olds. And in studio right now, we've got one of the guys who's featured in the film. The film follows a squad from the 82nd Airborne throughout their time in Fallujah. And it's really, it builds up to the implosion of Fallujah that comes a few months later. But this young man's name is Joe Wood. He's 23 years old, and he's in studio with us right now. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Doing well. Good. I want to break this down real quick. So you went from the 82nd Airborne, where you were an 11 Bravo, an infantryman, a door kicker, and now you're at Parsons School of Fashion in Manhattan.
Yeah, that's right. It's Parsons School of Design. And, it's 11 Bravo, paratrooper, in Fallujah. Now, a year and a half later, I'm going to school at Parsons.
How wild is that? That's got to be the most abrupt shift imaginable.
It's definitely the opposite side of the spectrum, no doubt. I mean, it's crazy. Sometimes I wake, on the day-to-day, basis, I don't really think about it too much, but every now and then I have like a reality check and I'm like, whoa.
I did some research here, and the female-to-male ratio at Parsons is 3-1. In the 82nd Airborne, in an infantry unit, it's all men.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are the chicks lined up at your door when you come out of the 82nd and go to Parsons or what?
I wouldn't say that, but, I don't know. I feel like there's definitely a lot of girls there. I'd say the ratio is more than that, more than 3-1. I think
is it?
Like 6-1 or something like that.
Yeah, my lovely wife went to Parsons School of Design. She's a fashion designer, and when she saw Joe here's a good-looking guy, had his picture in New York Magazine. She saw it and said, oh, man, that guy must be raking it in.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
The film is really interesting in that it has tremendous access. It has really great access to follow one squad from your unit around for, I think it's a few months. What was it like having these guys alongside of you, and did you forget they were there? I mean, what was it like having a camera crew with you for a few months?
It was good. At first, we had guys coming over from different radio, like CNN, NBC, whatever. They come real quick. They're there for like a day or two at the most, and they're there to shoot a story. And so there's not much. You might get a quick. You might run in front of the camera real quick or something. I don't know. But this is the first time. This was kind of unusual. These guys were staying around for 6 weeks. And so they were in with us day in, day out. They actually lived in my little bungalow over there. And it was cool. At first, it wasn't that weird because they said they were, independent. They weren't, they're both very cool guys. So it was really easy to get along with them and speak with them. And then when the camera was there, it's another thing when you're talking. It's a little bit, you're a little bit hesitant to speak your mind freely, but. But I felt like myself, I knew that I was on my way out, and I had things in my mind, I had things I wanted to say, so I felt like I could speak, be open and speak my.
Talk about that for a second, because I think the people need to understand that as a young infantryman, you're 23 years old, you're at the 82nd Airborne, you're where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
The guys, we used to say it's where the meat meets the metal, and that's at the point of attack in our war on terror. These are the guys kicking in doors every day and getting blown up in Humvees, but you got out. And a lot of guys are getting out. The recruiting numbers are in the toilet. Talk to us about why you got out and what you think the mood was like, in your unit.
Well, of course, this is speaking from my experience and serving in the 82nd Airborne for 3.5 years. I had a lot of reasons. At first, I went into the Army. It was only going to be a temporary thing. I knew I wanted to get out after my first tour.
Which was in Afghanistan.
Well, I knew I was only going to do my 4-year obligation, that's all I was going to do. But it only made itself more concrete in my mind after being, from day one, every day I would be more concrete about it. Because I me personally, I'm not a very military type person. Maybe, you know, by the looks of me, you can tell that.
Yeah, I gotta fill listeners in. I mean, you've got a goatee, yeah. You've got long hair. You look like you just came out of like the latest Killers video or something. I mean, he doesn't look like a paratrooper. When I met him at the theater, I said, "Where's the guy from the 82nd?" He was like, "Hey, dude, it's me."
Yeah, cool. He had a double take.
Well, that's one of the interesting things about Occupation Dreamland is you really see like the diversity of guys in your squad. You know, some of the guys, you know, are talking smack. They hate Bill O'Reilly. Some of the guys love him.
Yeah.
You know, and you really got to see, and I found that when I was, briefly when I was embedded, that there really is a multitude of different kinds of people who go into the military these days.
Yeah, that's definitely true, man. And I just wasn't, although I could do everything they wanted me to do, you know, I wasn't one of those guys that was always falling behind or whatever, but, you know, I just didn't like really doing it that much, and it wasn't really my cup of tea.
Yeah, you know, let's talk about what you see in that film. I mean, it really, the nitty-gritty. I mean, it was pretty brutal. You see how confusing things were on the ground. Mm-hmm. And you also see, and this is probably one of the most interesting, you could say shocking scenes. We're going to play a clip from it, where a recruiting officer comes in and talks to you guys. So, tell me about this clip.
Okay, the clip is, they over there when we were in Fallujah, of course, they have a series of meetings where they have all these guys that are in their reenlistment window. Everybody, it's a mandatory meeting. You have to go there and you have to listen to it for a sergeant and a sergeant major and the recruiting NCO, reenlistment NCO, excuse me, not recruiting NCO. Anyway, they give their spiel about, you know, why you should reenlist and why, you know, what the good benefits are, bonuses at the time. It's basically just like, you know, they're just knuckling down. They're trying to get these guys to reenlist. And
let me ask you this, man, because I was on the other side. I was an infantry platoon leader, and every guy that wanted to get out of my unit had to go through a briefing. They sat with the platoon sergeant. They sat with me. Then they sat with the commander. Then they sat with the battalion commander. It was a whole list of people. They had to explain themselves over and over again. What put you over the top, man? What was it with the point where you finally said, you know what, that's it, I'm done? Was there one thing that finally solidified it in your mind?
It was before I was in my window that I knew. It was all the times it was, you know, I wish I could go back. I could tell, you know, story after story. But I knew before we even went to Iraq, before I was in my window, that it wasn't for me. And they could do anything they want. And from the day I went into my window, that's when they started, you know, making me see the my supervisor to get counseling and whatnot, and see the first sergeant and everything. And you know, they wouldn't get the point. You know,
I mean, were you drawing sketches of like camo, you know, patterns and stuff while you were over there?
No, I had a lot of time on my hands. I was doing some sketches over there, shoes and stuff. But you know, I told him, I was like, look, man, I know I want to go to art school. I want to go and be a fashion designer. There's nothing. You can offer me any job in the military, and it's not gonna get me to change my mind. You know, I was like, they're like, well, I think when I told certain people that I was gonna, I'm like, no, I'm planning on going to art school. They were just like, oh, well.
I know a lot of guys getting out. This is a big question. You know, everybody says we're not. The people in the White House say there's no recruiting problem. There's no retention problem. I think it's a bomb waiting to explode. I think we're gonna have a major recruiting problem. You were on the inside. Tell us, you know, are guys getting out in droves or what?
Definitely, man. Especially at least in the 82nd, even before going to Afghanistan and Iraq, a lot of guys would get out. They hated the way they were being treated over there. You know, there's a variety of things we could talk about with, you know, mistreatment of soldiers in the unit.
You're listening to Air America Radio. We've got Joe Woods from the documentary film Occupation Dreamland. It's fantastic, OccupationDreamland.com. We're going to bring him back, and I want you to talk about some of the very powerful scenes in this film. And we're
going to play this recruiting scene of NCO trying to get these guys to reenlist. It's going to blow your minds.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaFay and Paul Rykoff.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter. The furniture looks fabulous. The colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you've struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218. What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-
Truth, Justice, Rykoff and LePay, sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
I'm Anthony LePay, here with Paul Rykoff, with former specialist and current fashion student, Joseph Wood. He is in the new hard-hitting documentary, Occupation Dreamland, which is opened in a couple cities around the country, and it'll be opening in more in the next couple weeks. You can find out more about it at OccupationDreamland.com. On GNN.TV, my website, you can also watch exclusive clips from the film. We're going to let you guys listen to a segment that really was quite shocking for me. It's an NCO... a recruiting officer talking to a squad about whether they're going to re-enlist or not. Let's play that clip.
Now, I want an honest, honest answer. How many of you sitting here right now have either looked at your team leader, squad leader, second sergeant, platoon sergeant, first sergeant, and said, I am not re-enlisting? By show of hands.
And all the hands
right,
are going
now, leave them up. How many of you have an ironclad, all bills paid, already accepted to a college of choice, place to live, everything paid off, planned for when you get out? Leave them up. All right, think about that, man.
All the hands went down.
Think about it.
All right, man. You know, the military's not a refuge for individuals who can't make it in society. We know that. We know that a lot of you have the capabilities to survive out there and do very well. But we know there's some of you out there that's immature and haven't grown up yet and need more responsibility.
That knucklehead needs to grow up a little more.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking, man, when you're getting that briefing?
I was just sitting there like, how many times? Of course, I had heard it several times before. It's memorized, you know? They just kind of do the same rundown. I'm just in my head, I'm just like, man, these guys, I can't believe, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. No, of course, nobody has, you know, an ironclad plan with, you know, a place to live figured out and a school, everything. Nobody has that.
Well, this also, I think, shows the recruiting crunch that these guys are in. I mean, the Army missed their recruiting goal. National Guards missed their recruiting goal. They're in deep trouble. And I'm telling you, you know, having been on the inside, they're turning down the screws and saying, keep these guys in however you can.
Well, you know, they do. They totally mess it up on their own. I mean, just the fact that if you look at it, you got these guys that are, you know, a lot of guys that are getting out have already been in, they're in their second enlistment. And so, you know, they're NCOs or whatever, okay, they have, a lot of guys have families back home. When they told us we were going to Iraq, they gave us 2 weeks to prepare. We got this stuff ready. They said, okay, you know, 2 weeks we're going to prepare, you're going to have a week off to go home, you know, spend with your family before we go to Iraq. The next, like, 2 days later, they didn't even say it's canceled. It just totally got canceled. They just, like, everybody, you know, they told everybody, okay, we're leaving on this date now. So everybody's like, whoa, wait, aren't we getting a week off? No.
We're talking to Joe Wood from the new documentary film, Occupation Dreamland. So let me ask you this, because you're starting to touch on an important point. Family obviously affects morale. The divorce rate among officers was up by 80% last year. Talk about the family side of things. How many guys in your unit were getting divorced or having marital problems, things like that?
That's very, very, it was very common. I mean, this is such a bad thing. A lot of guys, I don't know what percentage or how many in my company per se, but in my company, which is a company is 130 guys roughly. I mean, I can't remember how many guys I heard their wives were cheating on back home, or they, you know, they would get letters or whatever saying that, you know, they wanted a divorce.
They get letters saying, "Dear honey, I'm cheating on you."
Yeah.
One of the guys in my platoon got the engagement ring mailed back to him when we were in Baghdad. Oh. 22 years old, asked his girlfriend to marry him before we left, and he got it delivered in the end of the summer. Man, this stuff happens all the time.
I heard a story. I don't know if it's true because I didn't actually see it myself. But I heard that this guy in another company, his wife sent him a video of her with another man.
Oh, man.
And everybody, there, a couple of guys said that was true and that they knew the guy, and I don't know.
One of them was probably getting with her.
Yeah.
I mean, that when one unit leaves, oftentimes another unit comes behind.
Definitely.
I mean, that stuff's going on every day. I mean, but you got to think about it. Not only are you missing your marriage, you're missing the birth of kids, you're missing all the holidays, you're missing all the anniversaries. I mean, about 50% of the guys in Iraq right now are there for a second time.
Yeah, and that was my unit that, you know, we were there over Christmas. That was like the third Christmas in a row we had missed. The guys, you know, that every year they would promise next year, you know, you guys aren't going to be doing anything. You're going to have a Christmas with your family. And that, you know, that just breaks people down. These guys, they don't want to keep doing this.
Yeah, I mean, that's something you see in the film is that as the months go on, it sort of gets darker and darker. The mood starts getting more confused about what the mission is, how they're going to get out, what they're really doing when the people, you know, Fallujah, or that was one of the most frustrating things, people in Fallujah sort of saying, like, actually trying to help, but you couldn't, you know, communicate with them.
Yeah, lack of interpreters. And
how many interpreters did you have? And you would go out with your platoon or your squad, and you guys would go on patrol. How often did you have an interpreter?
Well, there was one main interpreter for the company. I think there would be, it depends, because most of the time it would only be a group of, like, the size of a platoon would go out, and they would have one interpreter for that platoon. Sometimes they'd do, you know, full company mission, and they'd have like maybe one per platoon. So that's still like, that's one guy, you know, per 34 guys or something like that.
What was the hardest part about being in Iraq?
For myself, I was actually fortunate because I was the armor. I was 11 Bravo, but I switched to the armor position, which is more of a support job.
Which means you fix weapons.
Yeah, exactly.
Guns,
take weapons to get fixed, accountable for all the weapons and whatnot. But so I wasn't actually, you know, I didn't have to, you know, do a lot of the missions that they went on. So because I really had no role because I wasn't in a line squad. But, I mean, it was definitely hard. There were a lot of things. I mean, they dropped mortars on us every night. That was kind of a scary thing.
Were you sleeping in a tent?
They usually actually, no, we were sleeping in,
in a barrack.
These little, no, they were like mud brick homes, hot little bungalow type things. That the
So mortar could go right through the roof.
It's very possible, yeah.
Right.
Depending on what the size is, and
let's talk about the, you know, earlier in the night we were talking about these allegations from another company in the 82nd Airborne, not very far from you, at FOB Mercury. A captain named Ian Fishback has come out saying that there was widespread torture, beatings for fun to quote unquote relieve stress. Did you see anything like that at your base?
You know, I did not. We built a detainee shack. It was like 2 months into the tour in Fallujah, and our company was our mortar platoon, which, you know, over there, it's kind of hard to explain all this. We really don't know, but in Fallujah, in Iraq, most of the time mortar platoons are kind of, they're not used because they really don't have any role.
You can't use mortars in the city.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the hardest part. There are a lot of laws of war, and you need major approval to be able to use mortars in a city.
Right. So their role was pretty much not needed. So they were put on detainee guard, and I knew these guys pretty well. And I'd go out there and take food out to them and resupply them with things because they'd pull these long shifts, like 12-hour shifts or whatever. And I, you know, these guys are small guys. I mean, not saying that they couldn't do anything, they're not capable of doing anything, but I knew the guys pretty well, and their supervisor, whom I can't remember his name right now, Sergeant Frazier, he was a pretty good guy. They're all pretty good guys, but that, you know, that only goes so far. What I didn't see, you know, what goes on.
Right.
What kind of guidance did you get about the treatment and conduct of dealing with detainees? Do you feel like as a soldier you knew what was allowed and what wasn't?
Yeah, there's definitely, I mean, there's no, everybody knows. I felt like everybody knows you can't rough these guys around. You know, when they're taking them in and they're interrogating them, some of the guys do, you know, like throw them on the truck. Maybe not like the nicest they could do in the most humane way. But it's nothing that's too nothing.
So you didn't see any torture?
No, I never saw any torture.
You know, one of the things that it seems like each company, even each squad, has its own personality in a way driven a lot by who's in charge. And some units can be just completely like homicidal maniacs.
They're like families.
Right.
They're
and like some families. Some exactly. are just, you know, Christians, like reading the Bible every morning and, you know, completely straight or, you know,
That's definitely true. And like I said, these guys that I knew personally that were guarding these detainees, you know, they knew they're all pretty bright guys. And they know, like, you can't treat a detainee in a way or you can't do something that, if it'll come back on you and your leaders and get yourselves in trouble.
Did you ever want to? I mean, were you ever pissed off enough about something that happened?
Sure. When we lost our first guy, Sergeant Johnson, they got a group of detainees in, and you know I went down to the shack and it was believed that these guys had something to do with setting up the roadside bomb, and but you know they weren't for sure, of course. But you know, I think I remember going down there and guys were like, man, these are the guys that you know, swearing, you know, but nothing major. It was just like,
but it's hard because you don't have anywhere to put that frustration.
Exactly.
They've nailed your guys, and then you go back, you want to fight back, and they're evaporating into thin air. It's like chasing ghosts.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I knew this guy. I wasn't really close with him, but I had worked with him for 3 years. And then, you know, one day he's gone, and the next day they bring these guys in who supposedly could have possibly put this roadside bomb in a position. You're going to be mad at him. You're going to be like, man, it's just like, that's just human, you know?
Yeah.
Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay, we're on Air America filling in for Mike Malloy. He'll be back on Tuesday night. And we want to take your questions for Joe Wood. Joe's a veteran of the Iraq War. He's featured in the new Iraq documentary, Occupation Dreamland. And we want to take your calls for him at 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. I'm sure folks have a lot of questions. One of the things, Anthony, and I really want to do is get the guys who've been on the ground on the mic here and let people hear from them. Because it really feels like when I got home, I know that people were out of touch. How is it for you coming home and coming back into Manhattan or back into Virginia where you grew up?
Well, it's kind of a crazy shock, you know, coming to New York. Definitely. You know, a lot of people that I go to school with, when I told them I was in the Army and I went to war, they threw them back a little bit, you know, because they'd never met anybody that was, most of the people in New York don't know anybody in the Army, let alone somebody that, you know, was in Iraq. But, there's this whole thing where I think a lot of people are kind of confused about it because they see me in the context of school and my personality there, and it's kind of weird to think that, you know, I was... A year and a half ago, I was in Fallujah, Iraq, one of the hottest spots on Earth.
And now you're in like the hotbed of anti-war sentiment.
Yeah, I was sewing a skirt earlier tonight. A year and a half ago, I was dealing with huge weapons and.
That's great stuff. One thing I want to get into with you when we come back, Joe, is I want to hear what people think about the Bush administration in the 82nd, and I want to hear if you think it's winnable. We're on Air America Radio. It's 46 past the hour. Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay filling in for Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaPay and Paul Rykoff.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I've never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Oreck vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit oreck.com/relief. Thank you.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We have to act to stop this now. If we don't, we will be forced to accept it. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. www.worldcantwait.org.
The ability to remotely access your Office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
Hey, True Seekers, Malloy here. You're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on The Mike Malloy Show.
It's Anthony LaPay here with Paul Rykoff from Operation Truth. We are here with former specialist from the 82nd Airborne, Joe Wood, who's featured in the hot new documentary, Occupation Dreamland. Paul, you had a question for Joe?
Yeah, I want to ask you straight out, man. What do you think of President Bush?
I hate the guy, straight up. I can't stand the guy. I can't stand his whole crew, man. And I can't say that I always felt like that. I actually voted for the guy the first time, first time around. I was very apolitical going into the army. Didn't really know what was going on. Kind of just went with the flow. And then it started changing, started turning around, and I started reading and realizing all this stuff that, especially going into Iraq, and then, wasn't sure if it was right. And then once we got in there, no WMDs were turning up, and it was this complete mess. They opened this can of worms, and I reading his book, I think it's called Oil Power Empire, something like that, and some other literature, and I was just
what
like,
what it's all about.
I was like, come on. And it's like, these guys, I can't believe,
what are the other guys
exploiting everybody.
What are the other guys in the 82nd that you were with think about him?
A lot of guys cannot stand him. There's a lot of guys that are very, I think, apolitical, but, are obviously very right. They just, they don't have the political frame of mind, They don't look at the big picture in any way like that. They're
and,
just soldiers.
And it's interesting. In the film, they start to get into political stuff, and the squad leader actually says, "Hey guys, we can't talk about this. There's a camera around." And that's something people don't realize. You know, when you're in Iraq, when you're on active duty, you need to be tight-lipped because you know it's your butt.
Yeah.
They could definitely make your life miserable. We said we're going to go to some callers, so we want to bring you on. If you're listening, we've got Bill on line two from Rockland County, New York. How you doing, Bill?
Good evening, and thank you for your service, number one. I wanted to talk to you because I'm a Quaker, and I didn't think this war was right even from the start. I mean, I'm not a big fan of war in general. I can understand Gus going after Osama bin Laden, but when we made that left turn into Iraq, it just made my heart sick because I knew that this guy didn't have anything there. If he had weapons of mass destruction, he would have used them long before.
Bill, you got a question for Joe?
Yes, I wanted just your thoughts on the whole weapons of mass destruction thing. And do you think that your time was well served in Iraq, or do you think that this is as the rest of us see it a monumental mistake?
It is definitely a monumental mistake. They opened a can of worms, and they're totally. I feel like I was totally exploited. I raised my hand and swore to fight for the country, not for Bush's agenda. And it's very obvious, it's very evident that that's what it is. It's not. We're not fighting for liberty or freedom here. You know, he can say all he wants. We're fighting the terrorists on their home turf and not ours. But as far in my eyes, we're only making terrorists. We're helping them. We're putting fuel to the fire here.
The straight truth from former specialist from the 82nd Airborne, Joe Wood, here in the studio with us. We're taking your calls at 866-303-2270. It's 866-303-2270. We want to hear what you have to say. Let's go to Irvin in New York. Are you there?
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to talk about depleted uranium and what the soldiers know about it, and what I met with some that I guess are sick from it, and it seems like an outrage. Like it reminds me of the Agent Orange situation, you know. And I'm wondering, you know, how we can end that, you know, because I guess there'll be future wars around the world, unfortunately, and you know, different countries, and I guess it's in the weapons. You know, and the weapon systems all over, you know, all over the world.
Whatever. Yeah, thanks, Irvin. I quickly to explain for viewers, the U.S. uses munitions tipped with depleted uranium shells, which basically allow it to penetrate through most armor of any kind. It's a very controversial subject. Paul and I disagree on it. Joe, what's your take?
I disagree with it as well. And a lot of people ask me about. That's one of the first questions that come out of these people's mouths, especially after the movie. And
yeah, we were talking about this in the break. It's the first. You said it's the first question you get more often than any
well,
other.
Well, no, that's not true. Not more often than any other, but I've gotten the question a few times, and that's, and you know, most people that ask like, okay, so how long were you there?
Right.
But a lot of people, these people that ask that question, that's the first thing that comes out of their mouth. They don't ask like, you know, it's just like. What do you know about
depleted uranium? They don't care
if you
lost a limb or they don't care if your wife left you. But
exactly.
Do you feel like there's a political agenda?
I really don't know. I don't really know much about the stuff. I remember getting briefed about it prior to going over there. But other than that, you know, as far as I know, I wasn't in it wasn't used in the area I was in, or I just don't know much about it.
Well, I wrote a book called True Lies. My partner Stephen Marshall and I actually took a radiation detector to Iraq.
Really?
And did our own radiation tests on the ground and found very high levels of radiation on very concentrated areas right around tanks. It's a very controversial subject. It's not really clear just how dangerous it is, but it is a long-term problem because we are contaminating the ground and groundwater in Iraq. I think for soldiers it may not be an immediate danger, but for the long-term health of Iraqi people, it might be a real problem. We'll be right back. 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. We want to hear from you.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio, filling in of Paul Rykoff and Anthony Lopez.
Let's go forward, shall we? and your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Antidrug. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester-C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester-E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester-E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester-E and Ester-C everywhere vitamins are sold.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid complimented the president's newest choice for the U.S. Supreme Court. However, some in President Bush's conservative base were quick to criticize his nomination of White House counsel Harriet Myers to the nation's highest court. She has been an advisor to Bush since his days as Texas governor, but she does not bring experience on the bench or a record of court rulings. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn called Myers an outstanding nominee.
A fine and decent human being and a consummate professional.
From Democrats, a cautious sigh of relief. New York's Chuck Schumer.
It could have been a lot worse.
Some of the harshest criticism came from conservatives. Conservative commentator Bill Kristol, editor of the Weekly Standard, said President Bush flinched from a fight and should have nominated a more outspoken, high-profile conservative. I'm Terry Moore on Capitol Hill.
The same Texas grand jury that indicted Congressman Tom DeLay last week on conspiracy to circumvent state campaign finance laws handed up a new indictment of DeLay Monday on account of money laundering. The announcement came as the Republican congressman's attorneys were filing motions to have the first indictment thrown out. The bad news for motorists from the Gulf Coast hurricanes has been even worse news for truckers. The new national average for auto gasoline is $2.93 a gallon. That's up 12 cents in just the past week. But the national average for a gallon of diesel soared more than 34 cents a gallon during the past week. The UN has warned that millions of people could be at risk, especially in Asia, if the avian influenza illness becomes a pandemic. The World Health Organization's Dick Thompson says the potential scale of the problem is not yet clear.
WHO has estimated, and we advise countries to be prepared for a pandemic that would cause 2 to 7.4 million excess deaths.
Five member states from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have adopted measures to curb the spread of the virus. With the baseball playoffs getting underway, excitement is in the air, especially in cities where teams are still contending. In New York City, a lot of Yankee fans were wondering why someone in a Red Sox hat would show up at a Yankees rally in Midtown Manhattan. Noam Layden reports.
A sea of Yankee blue and white, hundreds waving Yankee towels during a noontime rally for the men in pinstripes. But amid the large gang of Yankee fans was Carlos, wearing a Boston Red Sox cap.
I'm just watching this, and I'm going to enjoy it.
What, are you taking notes today?
Oh, no. Everybody knows Boston's going to win again.
The native New Yorker says he's always been a Red Sox fan, so much so that the loud taunts and stares he was receiving today weren't enough to get him to take off the Boston cap.
I'm a big boy. I know how to take care of myself.
Noam Layden in New York.
And you're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SELO3, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSELO3. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Mike Malloy. I'll be back at my regular time soon. In the meantime, you're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America Radio.
I am Paul Rykoff, and alongside me is my fearless co-host, Anthony LaPay. We're proud to be sitting in for Mike Malloy tonight. He's going to be back on Tuesday. We're also going to be filling in on Thursday and Friday. I'm an Iraq war vet that started a group called Operation Truth. You can check us out online at operationtruth.com. Anthony's a gonzo journalist and one of the masterminds behind Guerrilla News Network, GNN.TV online. And before the break, we were talking with Joe Wood, an Iraq vet from the 82nd Airborne, who's in an amazing new documentary called Occupation Dreamland that shows you what life is like inside an infantry unit in Fallujah. And it was great to have him in here. He was fantastic.
Yeah, really cool guy. You can find out more about Occupation Dreamland, where it's playing, on OccupationDreamland.com. You can also go to GNN.TV, where we actually have an exclusive clip of the recruiting scene that we played earlier and some other segments from the film, as well as other films and videos. That's GNN.TV.
Yeah, so also there's some big news all over today. I mean, Tom DeLay's in a world of hurt. And it looks like the House of Cards, that is the Republican Party, may finally be crumbling.
It was a bad day for the right wing of the Republican Party, to say the least. House Majority Leader in limbo, I guess you could call him at this point. He's had to step down after his first indictment. He was indicted by a new grand jury in two charges, conspiring to launder money and money laundering, which can be punished by life in prison. Ouch. This is really bad news for DeLay. It looks like his corporate, shenanigans have finally caught up to him. In other news, President Bush announced he's nominating Harriet Myers, a relatively unknown attorney who's never served as a judge.
But she's one of his buddies from Texas.
Very, very close to the Bush administration. A woman a woman who has said, quote, Bush is one of the most brilliant men she's ever met, which is bizarre. I mean, but what's interesting about her is that the right wing of the Republican Party is not happy to the least. Bill Kristol, the sort of neocon head honcho, wrote in an editorial today saying he was disappointed and demoralized at her appointment. And the American Spectator, another real stalwart of the far right wing, also voiced their disappointment. The problem is, she really doesn't have much of a constitutional record, and there's indication she may be, pro-gay rights and some other things that the sort of social, real hardcore social conservatives are not going to be happy about.
Well, it's all going to come out in the next few weeks, I'm sure. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to share with you an email that I got from Ramadi. It's from a friend of mine who's an infantry officer over there, and he's really laying it down from the inside. Anthony and I want to continue to bring you some cutting-edge information from inside the war on terror and around the world. And we're going to read it to you when we come back. But before we go, I want to go to a segment that we're very, very proud of, a piece that is really breaking some new ground, and we call it Honor the Fallen. As of October 3rd, 2005, 1,939 American troops have been killed in Iraq and 240 in Afghanistan. But do you know anyone who's been to Iraq? Probably not. Never before in American history has such a small percentage of the American public fought in a major conflict, less than 1%. For most Americans, the war in Iraq is an issue rather than an experience.
But the names, ages, and hometowns of those who have died are buried in the newspapers far from the front page. America's sons and daughters are not pieces on a chessboard. And regardless of how we feel about the war itself, we have a moral obligation to remember their sacrifice. The Bush administration has consistently hidden the human cost of this war from public view. They still forbid us from seeing the coffins of those who have died. And President Bush doesn't even attend their funerals. He refuses to honor the fallen.
But we will not, because America must push back. Patriotism means facing the consequences of our country's actions. We can honor the fallen by making the country they fought and died for a better one, one worthy of their sacrifice. If we want to truly honor the fallen, then the first thing we must do is to acknowledge their deaths. That's what we're doing tonight, and we'll continue to do every single night we're on the air.
These are the latest American service members killed in action as released by the Department of Defense. Six were announced on Friday.
Airman First Class Elizabeth N. Jacobson, 21 years old, of Riviera Beach, Florida, died September 28th near Camp Buka, Iraq, when an improvised explosive device detonated near her convoy vehicle. Jacobson was the first female in the Air Force to die in Iraq.
Jacobson had been planning a career in law enforcement and hoped one day to have two sons. In an email to friends and family, she wrote, "I want to die happy and have a productive life. I hope that I make money, but that I don't end up a workaholic or stuck up."
The five other service members whose deaths were announced Friday also died on September 28th. Their Bradley fighting vehicle came under mortar attack in Al Ramadi, Iraq. All of the five soldiers were assigned to the Army National Guard's 28th Infantry Division in Pennsylvania. They were Staff Sergeant Daniel L. Arnold, 27 years old, of Montrose; Staff Sergeant George A. Pugliese, 39, of Carbondale; Sergeant Eric W. Slobodnik, 21, of Greenfield Township; Specialist Lee A. Wygant, 20, of Halstead; and Private First Class Oliver J. Brown, 19 years old, of Carbondale. They were on a routine patrol to secure a bridge when their Bradley was attacked by insurgents with small arms and rocket-propelled grenades, setting the vehicle ablaze.
Sergeant Subotnick studied history and political science at Indiana University of Pennsylvania and worked as a part-time caller for the campus fundraising office until his deployment last December. Sergeant Arnold's family received word of his death on the same day his father received a 62nd birthday card from him in the mail. Sergeant Arnold is also survived by a wife and two sons.
Today, the Department of Defense also announced another fatality. Army National Guard Sergeant Marshall A. Westbrook, 43 years old, died on Saturday from injuries caused by an improvised explosive device in central Baghdad. He was assigned to the Army National Guard's 126th Military Police Company in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Sergeant Westbrook was the first New Mexico National Guardsman to die in Iraq. He was married and had five children. You can find out more information about America's fallen at iCasualties.org and OperationTruth.com.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Filling in are Paul Rykoff and Anthony Lopez.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive five extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and three custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates diabetes, withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Hey, True Seekers, Malloy here. You're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony Lupe on The Mike Malloy Show.
Anthony Lupe here. It's 18 after the hour alongside Paul Rykoff of Operation Truth. You know, last December, it came out that there were severe armor shortages in Iraq, and Donald Rumsfeld was put on the spot. You know what? The issue has not gone away. Let's hear Donald Rumsfeld from December 2004.
And you go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want or wish to have at a later time. You can have all the armor in the world on a tank, and a tank can be blown up. The goal we have is to have as many of those vehicles as is humanly possible with the appropriate level of armor available for the troops.
Well, he's failed. It's over. It's almost a year later, and we find out this week that Rumsfeld and the Department of Defense are still failing our troops. We talked about this on Operation Truth's website earlier this week, and what we found out was that Senator Dodd from Connecticut had to introduce an amendment to force the Department of Defense to abide by a law that was passed last year. The Senate gave Rumsfeld the okay. They said, here you go, pay everybody back. Everybody who bought armor, everybody who bought body armor, everybody who bought iron sights for their weapon, any equipment up to $1,100 was to be paid back by the Department of Defense.
So
the money was
guys,
authorized.
Guys had to buy armor with their own money?
Yeah, we've got one guy whose mother actually went on eBay, okay, bought him a body armor vest and mailed it to him in Fallujah. Okay, and she's a teacher. I think she spent something like $800 out of pocket. Now, according to the law, she's supposed to be reimbursed. But there's no rationale for this. I mean, I don't know if it's incompetence or negligence or what, but it's almost a year later, and Rumsfeld's still screwing our guys. It's absolutely uncalled for. We posted an action on our site, and if you go to OperationTruth.com, you can contact your congressman, you can contact your senator, and tell them to support the Dodd Equipment Reimbursement Amendment. This is, you know, again, we see the same thing. The Department of Defense and Rumsfeld are saying, well, you go to war with the army you have. No, we went to war with the army he gave us. Okay, and he was sitting in an armored vehicle and behind a desk in Washington, but while guys like Joe that we talked to earlier was getting blown up. I mean, it's a total detachment from the reality on the ground, and still no urgency, and still no closure. What's it going to take?
It's incredible. It was December 2004, where Rumsfeld was shamed. I mean, he was faced by that soldier, stood up, probably risked his career standing up. If you guys remember this, I believe it was in Kuwait, right? This guy stood up and put Rumsfeld on the spot and said, you know, we don't have the armor we needed. And you would think that action would be taken.
Well, it hasn't been. But finally, Senator Dodd is stepping up. He's trying to hold their feet to the fire. And I did a post about this on our website, OperationTruth.com, and also on the Huffington Post. And on Saturday night, I got an email from a very close buddy of mine who's currently serving as an Army officer in Ramadi. He saw my blog about the ongoing equipment issues, and he responded with an email. This is a guy I've known for probably 10 years. Really great guy, solid officer. And he wrote me and told me that 11 people have been killed in his battalion in the last 10 days.
11
in the last 10 days. And he writes me this email and speaks with a candor and I think a level of frustration that you're not going to hear from the generals on TV. You're definitely not going to hear from Rumsfeld. And the conversation in America is really dominated a lot by the stay or go dialogue, you know, back and forth. But I don't think enough people outside Iraq are talking about the fact that what we're doing there now is being done halfway. And it's really affecting their people on the ground. I'm going to read this email because it really makes my blood boil. I'm going to hold the guy's name because I don't want to get him jammed up. Maybe he's listening online. If you are, brother, you know, I'm praying for you and your family, and I hope you get home soon. But this stuff has to get out. And he writes to me, and he says, Paul, they make level 4 side armor, too, but we don't have. Of all the guys that have been shot and killed here, all have been through the sides of the armor where there's no plate. That's where the snipers are aiming for and hitting my guys. Two got hit by a sniper. One went through the side where there's no plate, and he survived by the grace of God. The other moved at the last second, and the bullet hit the plate right on its edge. The side armor is one thing, but, Paul, we have no reserve here. Every available troop is on the line every day. We have no offensive capability because to launch an operation in one sector would mean pulling the troops out of another sector. While they're BSing with the numbers, we need three times as many troops here just to be able to protect ourselves. We don't have the people to clear out the bad neighborhoods, so we just keep going over there and getting killed, one, three, five guys at a time. And again, this is a friend of mine who's right now in Ramadi writing me a letter just a few days ago about what's going on over there. He continues, and don't get me started on the bankrupt leadership in the theater. We know the enemy does one thing well, IEDs, but they keep sending us everywhere, up the roads in these stupid vehicles, roads where you have no choice of what direction to travel. They're slightly wider than the vehicle, and it's raised. You're such an easy target. Where's the air assault infantry? Why must we play into the enemy's strengths 1,000 times a day? We never try anything else. Where are the Apaches? As far as I can tell, we have one Cobra and one Huey, 40-year-old technology at best. A platoon of Apaches could end this thing in a week because no one would stick their head out to shoot or even trigger an IED. We're not even trying. It's pathetic.
You know, and I hear that again and again, where they basically just send these guys on these suicide missions to nowhere just to you know, make a presence, right, on the road. They send you down a road from point A to point B with no one clearing it, and you're driving around essentially in a Humvee, which is like a big dune buggy in a lot of ways. You know, I mean, that machine is not – I was – when I was over there, I was driving around in a totally unarmored Humvee in a colonel's Humvee with his nameplate on the front of it. And it just had the feeling of being in a totally vulnerable dune buggy driving around.
You feel like a sitting duck. You feel like you have a bullseye painted on your butt everywhere you go. And nobody's really talked about the fact that the guys who are on the ground, while we're bickering back and forth about the exit strategy, they've done this halfway. The Pentagon's done it on the cheap. And what ends up happening is the guys who are there, while we bicker back and forth, are screwed because there's so much more for them to do. And this is why the argument about troop levels, I think, is interesting, because for this guy on the ground, if you said to him, hey, man, I'll give you another platoon, I'll give you another company, he'll take it in a second because it'll help him survive the next year. The people who are already there, who are already committed to this foreign policy, will be better off. It's like going into a bar fight. If you go into a bar fight, you know you're going into it anyway. Do you want to go by yourself, or do you want a few buddies with you?
Right. I mean, it really does. It's the same thing that happened in Vietnam, though. I mean, they committed themselves.
It's different than Vietnam.
But they committed themselves incrementally, and there was never enough troops on the ground. And then finally, when you had a saturation of troops by 68, 69, the war was already lost. It's like, you know, the metaphor of the boiling frog. A frog will stay in a bucket of water and boil to death because it can't tell when the heat is being going up. And it's the same thing as what's happening over there. I totally understand what you're saying, Paul.
Right.
But really, the subtext of what you're saying is this war is unwinnable because another platoon is going to help that guy.
Well, I'll tell you,
it's going to help that guy, but it's not going to help us win the war.
It's definitely unwinnable at these levels. And the reality is that Bush cannot raise the troop levels because it's a political suicide.
So
what happens in the meantime is you leave these guys in limbo, and they're getting nailed every day, more and more every day. The insurgency continues to increase. And for the guy on the ground, you know, he feels like nobody cares about him. Nobody understands. You heard him. We're doing the same thing over and over again, same tactics. One of the things we continue to focus on is on how many enemies we kill. We don't focus on how many civilians we save or how many security sectors we create. We talk about how many people we kill. It's a flawed logic from the outset. And regardless of whether or not we should pull out, the current tactics that we are undertaking every day are not working.
I know, but that's, and I agree with you there, but that's the reason that we have to leave, and that's why I disagree with you and guys like Nate Fick, who we're going to have on is it Thursday or Friday night?
He'll be on Friday night.
Friday night, an amazing guy, super smart, but I have to say, I disagree with you guys because there is no other course. This administration is not going to take it. There's not enough
troops
to be over.
That may be, but there is a third way. It's not just – it's a false choice created by Bush to tell people –
But you're talking about –
Let me finish. That you have to either stay the course or bring them home right now. There is a third way. There are a number of third ways. We, you know, all the Democrats talked about nuance when John Kerry was running and how there, you know, there was a way to talking about things and understanding the complexities. Yet when we talk about Iraq, it's either black or white. It's just not the reality on the ground. And that's why when they say pull them home, bring them home right now, not only is it unrealistic, I think it's irresponsible.
I'll give you the last word, as Bill O'Reilly says.
We'll be back, and we're going to talk about a website that mixes hardcore pornography with the hardcore carnage from the war in Iraq. Before the show, Anthony was talking about how deep it's gotten into his head. When we come back, he's going to say his piece, and I'll say mine. It's 27 past the hour, Air America Radio. I drape off poetic landscapes and shapes, illustrate the paper space off the pens that paint, then design what happened, National Geographic, the magic was tailor-made status.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaFay.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With John Roberts starting as Chief Justice this week, many folks are worried the Supreme Court might restrict reproductive rights. But you may not realize the extent to which lawmakers and bureaucrats across the country have already restricted women's right to choose. This month, Mother Jones Magazine reports that 48 state bills restricting abortion rights were signed into law in 2005. 29 state anti-abortion bills were enacted in 2004. 20 states have considered laws permitting pharmacists to refuse birth control to women. And the FDA has still not approved the morning-after pill for over-the-counter use. So, while we should be concerned about the Supreme Court's choices, we should also remember that the battle for reproductive rights is fought every day in Washington, D.C. and our home states. Read more about it in the current issue of Mother Jones Magazine. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can.
Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
And now, back to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay for Mike Malloy.
It's 34 minutes past the hour. This is Anthony LaPay from the Guerrilla News Network alongside Paul Rykoff from Operation Truth. You know, we've been talking a lot tonight about the reality of war and talking to people who have actually been over there and fighting it and depictions of it. And one of the things, it's probably the most disturbing thing I've come across in a while. I spent a lot of time online, and maybe you've heard about this, but a website has been getting a lot of attention in the last week called Now That's Effed Up. I can't tell you what it's really called, but we can call it NowThat'sEffedUp.com. The site's been around for a while. It started out as a website where people could send in their pictures of their mainly former girlfriends that they've caught on, you know, film and said, "Oh, honey, I won't show this to anyone." And then the girl breaks up with them, and then they upload it. That's, you know, as bad as that is, what's happened more recently with this site is astronomically worse. Recently, the owner of the website has started showing pictures of naked soldiers in Iraq. And a lot of soldiers who were serving in Afghanistan and Iraq wanted to get access to this website. And the website is a pay website. To get the full access, you have to, you know, send out your credit card. Well, a lot of the soldiers over there didn't have credit cards. So the owner of the website, a guy I won't even name because I don't want to give this guy any more publicity than he's already getting, decided to do his patriotic duty, and he said to soldiers, "Okay, upload your photos of gore, death, destruction, and I'll give you free access to all the amateur porn on my website." So we have this sort of perfect symbiosis of the depth of American society with the absolute macabre depravity that's going on over in Iraq. And soldiers in Iraq began uploading photos, basically showing dead Iraqis in every gruesome form, and running sort of clever, you know, captions. Like, I'll read you one. Iraqi driver tried to run a checkpoint. This is an Iraqi driver and passenger that tried to run a checkpoint during the first part of OIF, Operation Iraqi Freedom. The bad thing about shooting them was we had to clean it up. The car was shot with a 55mm and a 7.2mm rounds. The 6.2 did his head. The photo showed a guy basically with his head completely blown off. This site is so completely disgusting. But it's almost like a car wreck. You know, you start looking at it, and it's hard to really turn away. And I had probably, I'm still disturbed by one of the pictures that I saw. One of the pictures on there, Paul, and I mean, I don't even know why I looked, but it basically said, I don't even know if I can say it on the nice on the radio, but nice term for female genitalia, bad foot. And the shot showed basically a close-up shot of a female's totally naked groin, and one of her legs was completely blown off. It was probably one it's like I wish I could unsee it.
And you've been in war zones. You've been.
I've seen dead bodies. I haven't seen gore like that, but I have seen dead bodies. I just saw one in New Orleans. But this was just so viscerally wrong, man. I mean, it was. If I was an Iraqi and that was my wife or girlfriend, I wouldn't have just picked up a gun and went and killed any American I saw. I could literally see myself putting on a suicide vest.
Now you understand why I don't want the Abu Ghraib pictures released.
And I understand that. I mean, in that it's a contradiction, I guess you could say, with my, you know, way of looking at both of these issues. But
so what made it so personal? You've seen a lot of messed up stuff in your time as a journalist. What made this one really get you in the gut, man?
Well, I think part of it is really what it says, not just about the soldiers over there, but what it says about the sort of the widespread debasement of our culture over here. You know, really, this symbiosis of porn of war and porn of porn.
And commercialism, because this guy's making money off this. Let's not make any, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he was the one who sent the press release out saying that soldiers were uploading his site, because, you know, there are a lot of bored soldiers in Iraq. I've been one of them. You know, we talked to Joe earlier in the show from Occupation Dreamland, and for a lot of them, you know, porn is an escape. You don't see a girl, you don't smell a girl for sometimes months.
Right.
And that's about as close as you can get. So, I mean, I really, you know, and these pictures, I got to tell you, are floating around everywhere. Everybody's got them. Sometimes you have to photograph them to confirm the dead or to show what happened and to have documentation. But, you know, it's like any other piece of online information. It gets passed around real quickly. That's how Abu Ghraib pictures got out.
Right.
Somebody had a CD and emailed it to their buddy or to their buddy's buddy, and all of a sudden it's in front of, you know, the New Yorker.
Right. But the hardest thing for me, you know, Paul, we spent a lot of time together. I've been reporting on a lot of soldiers' issues, is that it just – I had this, you know, really visceral reaction of can I really go out and say I support the troops? And I know that's wrong. I know that I'm generalizing. I know it's not all the troops that are doing this, that are showing this kind of disrespect for the Iraqi people. But it just, you know, it just made it very hard for me personally over the last week to come out and say that, you know, I'm against the war, but I support the troops. I just, it's difficult.
Well, I mean, there's the old saying, don't blame the warriors for the war. I mean, you know, that carnage was created because our foreign policy did it. I mean, our politicians, our elected officials.
And you're absolving them of the responsibility?
No, because we don't know how that happened. I mean, that could have been from an Iraqi bomb. It could have been from an American bomb. I mean, I'm not saying war is okay. But think about who starts wars, okay? It's never that private. It's never Joe that we talked to earlier who starts wars. It's politicians. And at the same time, these people don't determine our foreign policy. They execute it. The American people put George Bush in office. The American people, you know, I know there were millions of protesters. I know everybody, you know, says they were against it now, but they didn't stop the war. They allowed the war to happen. So now the round's out of the chamber, and you can never get that back. It's hard to put the pieces back together again once it's broken.
But trading pictures of dead people who are brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers, like they're trading cards, like they're baseball cards, and writing funny captions to them about them. I mean, isn't there something wrong?
You know what part of it
us,
is? Part
Paul?
Of it. Part, well, I can talk from the soldier's perspective. I think there's something wrong with this knucklehead making money off it, and I think, you know, I think we're probably even talking about it too much and giving him more credit than he deserves and more traffic than he deserves. But on the side of the soldiers, it's hard to digest all that, man. It's so hard to digest the carnage and the brutality and the horror of what you see every single day. And there's a black humor that starts to develop as a coping mechanism. One of the first things I noticed about the Iraqi people when I got to Iraq is that they're really funny. They're always cracking jokes, that there's a humorous underbelly to, like, everything. It's really, they're fun people to be around. And I talked to my interpreter, Isam, who you met one day about it, and he said, you know, it's how we deal. We've dealt with such brutality under Saddam that we have to crack jokes. So, you know, the flip remarks on the bottom of a picture, or even their way of passing it around, it's kind of a coping mechanism. It's hard when you see that type of image burn in your brain, just like you experienced tonight. You feel like you're the only one who's seen it. You want somebody else to look at that and go, man, I saw that messed up stuff too, and I can relate. Look,
Right.
It's but a way of opening dialogue. I'm not excusing it, but that's what happened.
I mean, during the invasion, Al Jazeera showed pictures of dead American soldiers and captured American soldiers. Donald Rumsfeld almost, you know, lost a gasket saying how the Iraqis were violating the Geneva Conventions. These pictures weren't disrespectful. They were just merely showing what was going on in war. This is just a level of depravity that is just a statement about us as a society that I think it should be a wake-up call for us that we need to look in the mirror when our princesses are Paris Hilton, you know,
right.
and our soldiers who are fighting for, you know, these vague notions of freedom are going over there in glorifying and in reveling in the destruction of civilians. A lot of these people are civilians. Right. It's just a comment on us that made me sick to my stomach to be an American.
This is a point I want to make. This is one of the reasons why so many people are against females in combat roles. I mean, I know they're in combat now, but there are still units, the infantry, the armor, the artillery, that do not allow women. And one of the arguments has always been that America is not ready to have Jessica Lynch with her leg blown off on TV or God forbid, being gang raped by a bunch of enemy soldiers. I mean, that's something that the American public may not be ready for. And that's often the counter argument to allowing women in all units of the military. Imagine if it happens and the bad guys or the insurgents, whatever you want to call them this week, get a hold of a young female.
I know that's a good point. But to me, it's this thing just is so much bigger than that. I mean, this is a comment about us. This is about who we are. I mean, we're supposedly over there fighting for these big ideas, you know, of liberty and justice. And that we're doing that to these people. I mean, imagine if the Iraqi people were taking, you know, pictures of our soldiers
let me play devil's advocate. That's what the insurgents are doing. They're showing video of our guys getting blown up, our guys getting shot by snipers, and they use it for a recruiting tool.
And those guys
use it for an Al-Qaeda propaganda tool, and it works.
And those guys...
It goes both ways, man. It does go both ways.
I know. But those guys are known as the most despicable terrorists on the planet right now. I mean, every person in the Western world would say that the, you know, al-Zarqawi's men are, you know, the most despicable people around.
Well, some people say Americans are.
Well, that's my point, though. I mean, how do we differentiate ourselves from them if we are on that level?
Well, this is what I'll tell you. You had young Joe from the 82nd Airborne in the studio with us earlier today, and I've commanded these guys in Iraq, and the average American soldier, male, female, is honestly a very, very impressive representation of this country. When they put that uniform on, they're still our sons and daughters. They're still your friends and your buddies. And when they go over there, they don't become robotic automatons. I mean, they still have hearts, and I've seen them do amazing things in defense of not only their American friends, but their Iraqi friends.
Yeah.
They did incredible things to help civilians. My doc would go, my medic would go, you know, above and beyond to try to help civilians. He didn't have to. We didn't have to. But we always did. And it's because there's this innate generosity inside the American people, soldiers and civilians, that I think is really unique. And I mean, it's one of the things that I think makes America so special.
Yeah. I mean, I hear it. And I saw it, too. And I've heard your stories. I've talked to men in your unit about the things that you did for the Iraqi people. And I respect that. And that's why I'm on the show with you. But I think there's something that this war is doing to our culture and to the guys over there fighting it. And that's the same thing what happened to the guys, you know, who fought in Vietnam. I mean,
right.
The guys, you know, who committed the My Lai Massacre probably would have grown up and had normal lives, and they probably wouldn't, you know, have killed, you know, 100 civilians in Kansas. But over there, they're turned into monsters. And I fear that this war is turning us into monsters.
Well, we want to hear what you think. If you're in your car, you're listening online, what does it say about us that we have this website and that Americans are participating in it? Call us at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. I'm Paul Rykoff. Alongside me is Anthony LaPay. We're filling in for Mike Malloy tonight. Mike will be back tomorrow. We're cranking it up, and we want to hear your calls. Bring noise. We want to hear what you think. This is an interesting conversation, and we want you in on it. It's 46 past the hour, Air America.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Malloy here. You're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on The Mike Malloy Show.
Anthony LaPay here from the Guerrilla News Network, online at GNN.TV, alongside Paul Rykoff from Operation Truth, online at optruth.org. We are talking about nowthatseffedup.com, one of the most despicable, in my opinion, and disturbing websites around. We're going to take a call from James in Florida. James, you there?
Well, what I believe is with all these guys that's over there fighting a cause that's not really supposed to be fought over there, they're seeing things that they don't normally see. And this average individual who's in the military that goes over there, they see their partners annihilated right next to them. I think they just lose their minds and start doing all kind of things that they would not normally do. And with that, you know, the guidance that they have is not really guiding them. They just say, go out there and do what the hell you want to do.
You, James, you're totally right. I mean, that's the thing that really pisses me off, is that this stuff has just been going on totally unabated.
So James, who do you blame?
I blame the government. The government should not even be over there, first of all. I mean, you go over there for weapons of mass destruction. You didn't find it. Pull out troops out and go, you know, and do something else. You know, you're attacking a place that is no bigger than the state of Texas, and you're not winning anything. You're not gaining anything. You're talking about creating independence. They never asked for independence.
Yep,
going over there basically to create
There's a deeper piece here, man, and thanks for the call. It's a great call. There's a deeper piece. When people go to war, they come home changed. You know, Americans can't deal with veterans until they start to deal with the realities of war. And I think when you look at the realities of this war, they're affecting our people profoundly. Roughly 1 in 5 veterans of the Iraq War are going to come back with post-traumatic stress disorder. 1 in 5, and that's a conservative estimate. That's from the New England Journal of Medicine last year. So think about what that means when they come home. And then, you know, they've already dealt with armor issues, and the VA, don't even let me get started on the VA, it's dangerously underfunded. But you've got these people, when they come home, you can't put the war on the shelf and say, oh, that's behind me now, let's go to McDonald's and party on. It doesn't work that way, man. I mean, I deal with it every single day. And you can't just put it on the back burner and say, it's over.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Paul. Let's hear a woman's point of view. Liz in Minnesota. Liz, you there? On line one.
Hello.
Hi, Liz. You're on.
Hi. I really just wanted to call and say that, you know, regarding the pictures that were posted lately, I think that you're both right. I think that the fact that, I guess, that they're being traded for porn, which traditionally is very disrespectful to women, is kind of a bad, you know, it's a bad statement about us. However, if the pictures aren't put out, if we don't see what we're able to do, if we don't see what it's possible for us to do, like with the Abu Ghraib pictures, nobody's going to be outraged. If you can't actually see, we're such a visual society, if you can't actually see the damage that we're doing, why would we want to change it?
Liz, it's such a good point. I mean, it is a whole another aspect to this story, is that we're not seeing the pictures of dead Iraqis on the news, and they're purposely censored. I mean, we don't see what our bullets and our bombs do to these people, and in large part, that's why I think this war can continue on like it does. If the front page of the New York Times showed a, you know, decapitated body every day, which is what's happening every day over there, I think it would change things.
Well, or show us the coffins that come home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That's one of the reasons we wanted to do that Honor the Fallen segment earlier, is because nobody's talking about it. It gets buried on page 12, and we go on talking about some other crap that really is not important, or Aruba, or Martha Stewart, or whatever else it is this week.
Right. What disturbs me about this, to be clear, is the glib and completely disrespectful way they're presented. Thanks for your call, Liz. Let's go to Jasmine in Texas on line 3.
Hello.
Hi, Jasmine. Go for it. You're on.
Okay. I personally blame us as a society for allowing pictures like this to make their way to our eyes. I understand that the Internet is supposed to be a free type area. You know, you can find anything you want, and that's great. However, there is a level of decency. And I think it's very hard to say that we are a great society when, just as I said, you can't spank your kids, but you can see this type of deplorable violence against any person. I don't care what color they are. I don't care where they're from. That's horrible. You can go and die for another country, a completely other country, but you cannot marry who you want. You cannot sleep with who you want.
Yep.
And to me, that makes it our fault, because we find that acceptable, but gay marriages isn't. We find going and invading a country is acceptable, but spanking your children isn't.
Right.
I think that's completely horrible. We are a country of hypocrites. I am very proud of my heritage, being a Texan, being an American. I am very proud of that. My father came to this country on a boat, but it's gotten to the point where I am so ashamed sometimes. I am honestly considering moving to Canada.
Well, don't do that just yet, and thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Liz.
We appreciate it. We got to start wrapping up, but Mike's going to be back on Tuesday night, and we'll be back filling in for Mike on Thursday and Friday of this week. So if you like what you heard, come back and get some more. Our guests are going to include Serge Tankian from the band System of a Down. We're going to go to the street to find out what people really say, what they really mean when they say they support the troops, or if they're just talking. We're also going to be talking to Pastor Fred Phelps, you know, the guy who started GodHatesFags.com. That's no joke. And now he leads protests at the funerals of American soldiers. I'm going to tear this guy's head off. This is this guy who calls himself a man of God, and we'll be confronting him later this week. So join us Thursday and Friday, and don't forget to welcome Mike Malloy back to his regular slot Tuesday night. I'm Paul Rykoff. Anthony LaPay has been my partner, Air America Radio. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for tuning in.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaPay and Paul Rykoff.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, everything's brighter. The room feels more elegant.
That's Philips Halogena at work. Halogena's bright white light lets you focus light for dramatic effects. And because it's dimmable, it's perfect for decorative light fixtures. See what's possible in your home with Philips Halogena. Philips, sense and simplicity. Look for all the Philips Halogena products at the Home Depot.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist.